Previously on the Hoolies Hooli.
Tonight, after the basketball game, stay tuned for an episode of The Note Taker. And right after that, The Speller. An all-new show starring Johnny Galecki as a speller.
Produced by Vivid Video.
Boy, is that bizarre. Imagine if they just crossed over like 20 years from now.
Yeah. Like, we cleaned everything up, we're fine.
Did you pay the Vivid bill? You mean you forgot to pay the Vivid bill? Yeah. I'm sorry.
What if Vivid buy out AT&T?
They buy Comcast.
They buy everybody.
Cool. We're getting the Vivid box installed right now, and I should be able to watch the ball game later.
Dad's been jiggling the Vivid box all afternoon. WSBC Radio. Hello. Welcome to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, twin brother Billy to the left.
What's up?
Hi, Bill.
Hello.
And the greatest person in the world, Clayton O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
How's everybody doing?
Very good.
Yeah,
true. Sure, why not? You know, got to stay upbeat.
Right.
Got to stay positive in these hot times.
Hot days, baby.
Yeah, it's been hot here in Chicago. Hot time, summer in the city.
Yeah.
Summer is officially upon us. Memorial Day weekend has passed. Did you have a nice Memorial Day, Clay and Bill?
I did, yes. Yeah, it was very event-filled and a success overall. Yeah.
Did you grill some hot dogs and put the flag out?
Yeah, we had some beefs.
Some beefs?
Yeah.
Homemade beef?
No, Buona.
Buona beef.
Catered, though.
Catered.
Yeah, I was up in Wisconsin. They had it up there, so it was a taste of home up in Cheeseland.
That's nice. Oh, you went up to the lake house.
That's correct.
That's one. What part of the Wisconsin do you visit?
That's called Powers Lake.
Never been.
It's beautiful.
Where is it?
It's about an hour north of here.
All right. That doesn't help me very much. Right near,
it's near like Lake Geneva and Fontana, Wisconsin, around there.
It's less. It's closer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Less time, I should say. Yeah.
Did you have any problems with the Vivid box over the weekend at all?
The Vivid box was working beautifully. The boats were out. My kids were having a great time. They were jumping in the lake like without a care in the world. So everybody was happy. A little too much sun.
Good. Yeah, well, there's always too much sun around.
For Irish people, know what right amount of sun is, right?
Never.
Right.
Never. Yeah. We had a good weekend. We went to the Memorial Day parade right there in River Forest, Illinois.
How was that?
Lovely.
Did you see the fire trucks, Pat?
You know, I did not. My kids did. I skipped out on the parade because I had had a long night the night before.
Did you know?
Yeah. So I, you know, the kids came home and were very happy. And then later that afternoon, we went out with my folks.
Sure.
And they celebrated their 40th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. That's amazing.
40 years. It was really nice. We had dinner at O'Sullivan's Ale House in Forest Park.
Know it well.
Very low key.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Beautiful. Phil Mamoser took care of us. He's the manager there. Shout out to Phil.
Great guy.
Big fan of the show. And my parents brought their wedding album in. It was pretty
wild. Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was wild. We took pictures, and the whole Bill was there with the lovely Mary and her boy Maddox. And
mm-hmm.
It's very nice, just family-orientated weekend.
Yeah, we had a nice day.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
No
riffraff.
No riffraff.
Yeah, we left there. Went over to my buddy Keith Jaworski's.
There you go.
Talked about
Firework Keith.
Yep.
Mr. Firework.
Mr. M80, we call him.
He had it going, man. He had the bags going. He had the grill.
Oh,
bags.
He does that for Memorial Day, too.
Oh, yeah.
He does the firework thing.
No fighting. Fireworks is 4th of July.
Oh, okay.
Memorial
okay.
Day is just
Memorial Day is
strictly
only...
Strictly bags.
Strictly cornhole.
Yeah. No, there was lots of... it's cool. He's got
Are you guys ready for some cornhole?
There are probably about 10 people or more over there. So we went over there, said hello.
Celebrated
a little bit. He's got one of those stone fire pits in the middle of his backyard.
Nice.
So you can sit around that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a good time. Beautiful. Memorial Day. Americana, baby.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, that was the weekend.
Pretty much. And then did you typically like, you know, the TV. Did you watch any TV? There's always good war movies on around Memorial Day.
I did not watch any television, really.
I was too busy. I did
good.
Not. No,
yeah,
I was knee-deep.
Knee-deep in Powers Lake?
In children's tears.
I'm knee deep in children's tears. I ain't gonna make it to the TV later.
Did you watch any war movies, Pat?
Not yet, but I plan on doing so this summer.
Do you have a favorite war movie?
What are you doing this summer? Are you going to watch some war movies?
Watching a ton of war movies.
Didn't watch any war movies, but I did watch a pretty awesome documentary.
What's your top three war movies? Go, Pat.
Ooh. I like Saving Private Ryan quite a bit.
Very good film.
Top three. Oh, man. I'm trying to think of war movies now.
Yeah.
That'll come to me. Star Wars is a good war movie.
Iron Eagle?
I like Tora, Tora, Tora. Have you ever seen that movie?
I've never seen Tora, Tora, Tora.
Great movie about Pearl Harbor.
Okay.
It's amazing.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's from, I want to say, Mike, you can help me, the 60s or 70s?
I've seen posters of it.
It's one of the greatest shot films you'll ever see.
Check it out, everybody out there. Go see Tora.
All you film heads, check it out.
All you film heads, Tora, Tora.
If you want to know how to make a movie, you see Tora, Tora, Tora.
Sure. But make
Tropic Thunder, is that on the list? Mm-hmm.
That's on the list, for sure.
1970 for Tora, Tora, Tora.
1970, God bless them.
Okay. There's a lot of them. You know, I mean, we talked about Stallone. It's going to come out with another
Rambo?
Rambo movie.
It's a war movie, I suppose.
I guess.
Hey, what's your favorite Memorial Day movie? I really like Rambo. Really do.
Yeah. He's as American as they get.
And then there's another one called Above the Law. It has a little bit of a war element at the beginning of it where Steven Seagal plays a special forces person.
I think Stallone should run for president as Rambo.
Could happen.
Like he's giving all the debates shirtless with that red bandana on. Hey, listen, this is going to be crazy.
Come on, we got Travolta playing Gotti this weekend. It's coming out.
Oh, it's finally coming out?
Oh, man, I've seen the posters everywhere.
Where's everywhere? Crown Books.
The city.
Crown Books. What a throwback to the past that was. destroyed by Bezos.
Oh, yeah. Crushed with Bezos' heel. Is that coming out on HBO or is that in the theater?
I believe it's in theaters.
No.
He's getting
a theatrical release for looking like a
dope? It was supposed to come out. The Gotti movie, the John Gotti film, was supposed to come out Christmas time. I believe it's directed by Kevin Connolly. June 15th.
There it is.
Yeah. But in theaters.
Yeah. Wow. Guess so.
That's
so
unbelievable.
If you got nothing popping then this, you know, next couple weekends.
See it a few times.
Bill's on the payroll for the Gotti film.
You can go see Travolta as Gotti.
Bill looks nervous. I think someone got to him. No, you better promote this Gotti film, Billy.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's like a, you know, like a Lifetime movie at best.
I don't know. Who knows? You know,
it could be the greatest film of all time. It could be Tora, Tora, Tora of this year.
Yeah.
Could be like Scarface, you know?
I have a feeling it's going to be hilarious.
It's Travolta. Travolta is one of those actors who's sometimes you're like, and other times you're like, wow.
Oh, you know? if it's anything like the performance that
Get
Rob
Shorty,
Lowe
I mean, he
in.
Kills.
It was 30 years ago.
Doesn't matter. He's still got it in him somewhere. Yeah.
So does Busey.
Pulp Fiction. Yeah.
Wow.
Gary Busey as Whitey Bulger. That's weird.
Maybe.
Depp played him. It's weird how they come up with these celebrities to play.
Depp did an amazing job.
He was pretty good.
He was pretty good.
Well, there's no real video footage of Whitey Bulger talking.
If Travolta puts out the role that Rob Lowe put into as Drew Peterson, he could be in
Razzies, you mean? Yeah.
I'm sure Travolta.
It's gonna be one way or the other.
Who's playing Sammy the Bull Gravano? I wonder. Remember him? Boy. He was part of the John Gotti sphere of talk that was on TV. Who's playing Rudolph Giuliani? Was Giuliani party taking down Gotti, I thought?
Yeah, who was his lawyer? Bruce
Valanche.
Bruce Valanche was John Gotti's lawyer and attorney.
You know, it's funny you mentioned Giuliani. I was watching an interview he was giving on TV the other day, and I noticed now he's wearing this giant diamond pinky ring. Like, it's huge. It's like a Super Bowl ring.
That's what you do when you're an older Italian gentleman.
You take down the mob.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's my turn.
Trump went, we got to get you a pinky ring. Rudy, you need a pinky ring.
Hold on, I have it in my glove box.
Is anybody going to be watching Roseanne anytime soon?
Yeah. Oh, the end.
Maybe
Kaputskins.
On VHS.
Kaputskis.
Kaputskis overnight.
Totally.
She's such an idiot, one sentence. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you're just... 40 years of work just crushed.
I know.
It's crazy. I mean, I don't feel bad for her or anything. You get what you deserve.
But she had to have known what
kind of... Keep your mouth shut.
Did anybody just care anyway? Does anyone really care? You know?
Apparently people
There's somebody at home going, Roseanne got canceled! Ah!
There's a lot of people doing that.
Really?
Yeah. And they all are in the South.
There are some people that
people
are
in the South don't watch Rose.
What
hey,
do you
honey?
Mean Roseanne's not on tonight? Come on.
What a generalization. See, like, if you had made that tweet, only people from the South like Roseanne... You'd be
I'd
on
be
the firing
crucified. Field.
Perhaps, yeah.
They set me on fire.
Yeah, but we're not. Crucified. No one's putting anything on Twitter. I don't know.
Yeah, don't put it in
that
print.
Twitter, man. It'll get you in trouble.
At least when you say it, you can always deny it.
I don't tweet.
You can't deny something that's written.
I'm not part
in front
of the.
And then try to take it down.
Yeah.
That's always the case. The guy's like loaded or hammered and drunk, and he makes a tweet, and then he goes, "I should have done that."
Then the eight follow-up apology excuses. It's like just stop.
Yeah,
you're making it worse.
Why even bother?
Just stop. Yeah, you lost.
Yeah, it's done. It.
You screwed up. Right. You screwed up.
You're done.
Ambien or no Ambien?
Ambien or no Ambien? You done screwed up.
That's our pharmacist.
That's Roseanne Barr's pharmacist.
Southern pharmacist.
Roseanne Barr's southern pharmacist.
There's a TV show.
Hey, Roseanne, Ambien or no Ambien? You done messed up.
Ambien or no damn Ambien? You messed up. Next week on Southern Pharmacist.
Southern
Starring
pharmacist.
Joel Osteen as Eric the pharmacist.
Joel Osteen plays Eric the pharmacist in the Southern
Listen,
Roseanne Barr show.
I can't prescribe you anything that makes you too sleepy.
That sounds great. Joel Osteen and Roseanne having arguments about pharmaceuticals.
Now listen, don't mix this with alcohol.
You know
She's
what?
Like, yeah, whatever, man. Yeah.
God bless you.
Just shut up and give me my stuff.
Give me my pelts.
I'm Roseanne Connor.
Ugh. She left a bad taste in my mouth after that national anthem deal.
Yeah, that's why I was like, what?
Don't trash my anthem. Don't trash my anthem.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It doesn't matter. Roseanne, fine. Maybe her career's over. They said her career was over 25 years ago, and all of a sudden she's back. You know, it's all cyclical.
It is cyclical.
It is.
You're right.
Yeah.
No, you're
Good
right.
Point.
Yeah. It reminds me actually of the Michael Richards episode.
See, now there's a guy who is done. He hasn't come back. There's no comebacks for Michael
Richards.
I think
that's the same type of thing here.
Yeah. Well,
to a lesser degree of insanity of what happened, but the same results essentially.
Yeah, bigotry is usually hard to come back from.
Right.
You know?
But his was so crazy. I mean crazy.
I don't remember it. He lost it in the comedy club, right?
Yeah,
he started screaming at somebody.
Yeah, but what he was
We're speaking about Kramer for the neophyte who doesn't know who
Kramer from Seinfeld, the big goofy neighbor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you know, watch your mouth and you won't get fired. End of story.
True. You know what prevents Twitter nightmares?
Oatmeal.
That's right.
Always,
a hearty bowl of McCann's Irish
just
oatmeal.
Eat it and you won't make any mistakes.
Your
Every
mouth
morning.
Is too full to talk.
If you make conscious decisions. You don't make Ambien.
Can I add something? I'm into smoothies now, as I mentioned last week.
Ooh.
I put McCann's Irish oatmeal in my smoothie this week.
Smart play.
It was great.
Did you go and work out afterwards?
Nah, I laid on the couch.
Oh, well, that's working out in some capacity.
I had pizza and a cheeseburger before that.
Okay. This show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. The Hooli's Hooli returns after these brief messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. They're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Welcome back, Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour.
Yes.
Floods are the greatest in the garbage business.
That's correct.
Give them your business if you have waste removal issues.
If you're surrounded by garbage.
That's right. Many people are. Roseanne should be calling the floods.
When I was flying into Florida, as we were landing, we were flying over some homes, and there were some that were surrounded.
By waste?
Garbage.
Yeah.
They don't have Flood Brothers down there.
They don't.
They should.
They don't at all.
I'll tell you what was out this weekend, and what will be out more is mosquitoes.
Really?
You got a mosquito concern?
Oh, man. They were everywhere on Saturday night.
I guess the tick issue is something to be concerned about.
Have you ever heard of a thing called the crisscross with the mosquito bite?
Of course.
What is it?
It's when you take your fingernail and you make a cross in the mosquito bite to baptize it.
To alleviate the itching, right?
Supposedly.
My girlfriend told me this.
And I knew
was
that
like,
in like
what?
1985.
What? You made that up. She was like, no, my grandmother told me about it. And I was like, because she was doing it. I went, what are you doing?
Yeah. That's been around for years. It doesn't work.
Putting crosses on your...
Crisscrossing the mosquito bite is...
The name of Bill's book?
Yeah.
It's Bill's self-help book.
Putting out that itch.
Putting out that itch is the follow-up to the book.
Put out your itch by Bill Houlihan.
Crisscross the mosquito bite, and then the second book, yeah, is put out the itch.
And then the third book is still itchy?
the third book is called Light a Fire.
By Coach Bill Houlihan.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, there's these ticks now. They're like that. Deer ticks, they're called, and they're the size of like a freckle. They're really small.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get bit by one, it'll look like a bullseye. It'll have like an inner bite and then like an outer.
Yeah. Okay.
And it could be pretty dangerous.
Fatal, so, deadly.
Yeah.
Have you ever known anyone who got Lyme's disease?
I do.
Me too.
It's not pleasant.
Where did that person live? Were they? You don't hear about people getting Lyme disease.
That person
in,
was
like, the Chicago
in,
metropolitan
I believe,
area.
South America.
Oh, when they got it.
When they got it.
When they were bit by something.
I want to say Costa Rica.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. And, yeah. Sure.
Pretty high serious stuff, man.
What you made know? You think of mosquitoes, Bill? Just because
they
it's
were
getting
out
hot
there. Out? Oh, we were out. Have you ever been to Top Golf? You ever been golfing?
I've been there? Golfing before.
Oh
yeah.
All yeah. those lights and everything.
Yeah,
and,
it's fun.
Oh, yeah.
So we just went up there and we figured, it might be kind of cool on a summer night to go up there, hit some balls, get a cheeseburger, have a couple drinks. It was Memorial Day, the night before Memorial Day. So obviously we're like, well, we're Uber. It wasn't far from where we were at.
Was it crowded?
Packed.
Yeah.
But my gosh, the mosquitoes were like, we got out there and all of a sudden you're just like, they were everywhere.
Makes you uncomfortable.
It does.
What you bring up ticks and mosquitoes. These are concerns that very elderly, these are like things that my mom talks to me about.
Yeah, you know? These are parents.
Are you covering the kids up for the skeeters and the ticks? And I go, yeah, probably.
This is what you see in the news now. And
you start worrying about this
stuff. They scare you into thinking about it.
You do.
You think about bugs.
Like I said before, you want to alleviate your anxiety? Stop watching the news.
The news has got me worried about bugs, you guys.
Got everybody worried about bugs.
Yeah, you know, so be careful out there.
What are you worried about? Just bugs in general. Well, they bug me. They
all really, sizes, all shapes.
All sizes, all shapes. This Roseanne thing. Now, Mike, at the break, our studio engineer told us that he has a friend that works on the set of that show.
Yeah.
And that ABC may actively try to salvage the program in some capacity by removing Roseanne from the program. Although I don't know, maybe they changed the title of the show, possibly.
I've heard that they may change it to The Conners, and then they Roseanne has an unfortunate accident.
Okay.
And it continues on, and I'm sure a new couple characters will show up somewhere.
Couple characters. Donald J. Trump is in the program now.
Is it okay if I'm here?
How would they kill? Let's think of some ways that they might decide that the writer's room would decide to remove Roseanne from the program that she was founded, I suppose.
I suppose.
A Twitter accident, perhaps?
How do you mean?
Maybe she's tweeting something on the phone, and the phone inadvertently explodes in her face or something.
Ah, combustible tweet.
Combustible tweet.
Texting while driving. She could be killed in a texting while driving.
Yeah, teach a lesson while you're at it.
Sure.
Yep.
Maybe she had a drinking problem, and we never knew about it, and...
Ambien? Yeah. Sleeping pills?
I don't think a pill overdose is the right direction to go.
It's very hard, now that you think about it. You know, you're like, how do
maybe
we kill
she
her
goes
off?
On, like, you know, American Ninja Warrior and just croaks halfway through. She's trying to...
Or maybe...
But that would be... that's on a different network. Or, they wouldn't be able to do that.
Or maybe something crazy happens and they have to do an episode of Unsolved Mysteries about her.
That would be nice.
Ooh. Dan Connor plays like a guy who's like, my wife, you know, well, make a big joke about how Roseanne went missing.
Well, here's the thing. I haven't watched the reboot of Roseanne once.
I think I've watched one episode, and it really wasn't bad. It was pretty, it had that old flavor of the original.
Wow.
Yeah. All the trashiness.
All the trashiness. Uh-huh. As the original. Blue collar Americana.
They should bring back Married with Children. Let's not kid ourselves.
We can bring Peg Bundy back.
I'm a personal friend of Dave Faustino's.
They're going to replace Roseanne with Steve Rhodes.
That would be amazing.
Wait a second, though. If Roseanne is like, the irony of this is that if they want to kill Roseanne off, they killed Dan Connor, the John Goodman character, off when they ended this first run of the series originally.
Yeah.
And then when they rebooted the show, how did they... I'm not sure either. How did they resolve the fact that, like, he was back? It was, like, all a dream or something?
I missed that part.
Kind of a Newhart element to it.
How about this for an ending?
Mm-hmm.
This would be great, actually. She wins the lotto.
Mm-hmm.
She buys a Ferrari and smashes it into a tree. And leaves the money to the Connors, and now it's like Beverly Hillbillies. All of a sudden, they're millionaires.
Okay.
And they move to, let's say, I don't know, somewhere.
Monaco. West Palm Beach, Florida.
Yeah, I said Monaco.
Where or... did Margot La.
Margot Lar.
Lago Mar. Margot Lar. Lago Mar. Mar-Lago.
Maybe something to do with John Goodman farts. Is involved.
Wow. She gets hit by a John Goodman fart. Semi-truck.
She opened a can of John Goodman farts. It exploded and killed her
she
off the show.
She had a defective can.
Right.
Then there's a whole trial, and John Goodman's on the stand. I had nothing to do with it. They just used my name and my scent.
Yeah.
All right, enough Roseanne talk.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll come up with something news. It'll be forgotten. I don't know.
It will be forgotten about in very, very short time. You know why? Nobody cares.
They should have Stormy Daniels play Roseanne.
Ooh.
There you go.
Interesting.
Have Vivid produce it.
Get out your Vivid box. You got a Roseanne reboot coming in.
Yeah, you know what? Who cares? In the long run, I'll watch something else.
What do you like to watch? What are you going to watch instead? I don't even people talk to me about shows all the time.
I watched that river guy.
What river guy? River
snagging,
monsters?
Snagging river monsters out the water.
Jeremy Wade.
Yeah, Jeremy Wade. Very good, Bill.
Yeah. I'll watch him. I'll watch, I've been finding myself watching a lot of
European
news.
Really?
I watched the Goldbergs.
Oh, Billy's into the Goldbergs.
I watched the Goldbergs.
Is that is Jeff Garlin on that
Jeff
program?
Jeff Garlin. I'm a big Jeff Garlin fan.
Yeah.
He's How great is in that. It? I mean, it's a funny show because it's all about, I mean, if you grew up in the 80s and early 90s, it's right up your alley.
Sure.
And the show takes place in those years. There's a lot of funny pop culture stuff in there.
I just feel like shows just aren't what they used to be.
You know,
why do you have to bring back Roseanne? Why can't we have current shows that you don't even have to think about bringing those old shows back?
Because the studios do not want to take a gamble or a loss on something that has no market research to it.
So you're saying everyone's playing it super straight,
mm-hmm.
very careful.
That's why you have all these reboots, like the Star Wars film, the Solo film, the Han Solo, tanked. And
yeah.
I suppose that the studio behind that is going to be
Or the Ghostbusters remake?
Exactly.
Right.
Right? You know? Yeah. You probably try to put a spin on it in a different way and just...
Flat.
Solo tanked, huh? I'm going to see that this weekend.
Solo
Are
tanked?
You?
Yeah.
Solo tanked?
Solo tanked? You're meaning to tell me that Solo tanked?
You're an investor.
Are you crazy?
We can't do anything anymore. You have to be careful about doing that because Hank Azaria got in a bunch of trouble for doing the Abu thing from The Simpsons recently.
What do you mean?
I don't think that Indian culture takes well to people trying
to... Well, someone should have complained the first year he was doing it, not 30 years later.
Well, that's how things work, right?
Yeah,
as society has evolved, if you're not... upset about something or disgruntled, you got to find something to be.
Fat, bald, white guys don't care for Homer Simpson.
Right? Could be the next thing.
You know?
Right? I'm mad about Homer. I'm on the Norwood Homer. Scale. He's very, you know, not all of us on the Norwood scale are as moronic as Homer Simpson. You know?
Yeah.
Gives bald men a bad reputation, you know?
Pinky rings for everybody.
Homer was a good dad in the end.
Sure he was.
He really was.
How was Homer a good dad on The Simpsons? Let's kind of think about that for a moment.
He never cheated on his wife.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
He always did anything.
Not supposed to.
Always tried to do anything and everything he could to try to make holidays work, even though they went southbound all the time.
He went to a job he hated every day.
Yep.
What was Homer's job on The Simpsons?
He worked at the nuclear power plant.
Oh, yeah, for Mr. Burns.
Safety.
One of the finest Irish Americans in television history.
That's right. My brother's name is Bart.
Is it?
Many people might
Was
not
Mr.
Know
Burns
that.
On The Simpsons named Bart?
Bart was named
oh,
Bart.
Oh, Bart Simpson. Duh. I'm going.
Excuse me.
Bart, wait a second. Bart. Oh,
Hi.
Yeah. Simpson.
Welcome to the United States, Pat. How long have you been here?
I've been here in spirit for 38 years, mentally, maybe four.
Have you heard of the Beatles?
Yeah, they're a bug, right?
Yeah. You got to watch out for them, too.
I'm going to my first baseball game this weekend of the year.
I think I am, too. What day are you going?
I'm going Saturday to the White Sox game.
I think I'm going Sunday.
Saturday is the 1983 Road Jersey Giveaway Day. Every first 20,000 fans.
That's a night game, though.
It's a 2:05 start. All the first 20,000 20,000 fans get jerseys.
I'm going Sunday, all right? I don't care about the jerseys. I want to see a win.
I could see a win on Saturday and get all three of your kids' jerseys and save yourself $100.
I'm going for $5.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You think that it's going to just cost you $5 when you get in the ballpark? You're going to have to get these kids something to keep them quiet.
Cotton candy.
All right.
Boy,
what's
the
this?
Jersey could suffice. You could be that guy like, you got the jersey. I'll watch the ball game.
I
got
to work on Saturdays. Take it up with Consumer Affairs.
Yeah, I didn't know.
But I'm excited. I'm going to try and bring both my boys.
Okay.
It'll be their first baseball game ever.
Oh, really?
They haven't been to a game?
No.
You going to do anything special for that other than the game?
No, the game is the special thing.
I guess, yeah.
The cotton candy will be special.
Yeah, the Sox are playing the Brewers. That's the
one. We'll probably only stay for like an hour, you know? It'll be quick.
Man. Yeah, you got to do like the first five innings and then be like, all right, we got to roll.
Yeah, because they're not going to want to sit still.
No. They're going to be
children.
Some good people watching over there. Should be on Sunday.
Good food watching.
Lots of good food, as
I'm
always.
I'm going to go overboard.
Yeah. So that's what I got planned this weekend.
Cool, man.
Solo. And then a little bit of White Sox. Cool. And a little bit of relaxation on Sunday. That's about it. Very domesticated weekend.
Domesticated window.
Domesticated living.
You can look into that domesticated window.
Look into your domesticated window.
What will you find?
What will you find?
Chores.
Roseanne Barr.
Bad television.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, unfortunately, that's the only thing that I can think about right now is this darn Roseanne thing.
You know what she can do, though?
Hmm.
She can join our show of the cast-offs.
She's welcome to come on this show anytime she wants.
No, I'm saying
she's doing the Joe Rogan podcast Friday.
We have our pervert survivor.
Oh, that's right.
So we got Harvey,
right.
Lucy K, Spacey,
mm-hmm.
Lauer. The whole crew's there. She could jump in on that.
Sexual predator survivor.
Yeah,
how about Harvey Weinstein? Did you see he got indicted?
In cuffs.
Harvey,
a couple
in
pair
cuffs.
Of cuffs. You needed the cuff attached to the cuff attached to your wrist, didn't you, big boy?
Yeah.
That's what the cop said to him.
What did he say? You needed a cuff attached to the cuff attached to the
You know
cuff?
How sometimes for the bigger guys, they do the cuff attached to the cuff?
Yeah.
Spread
yeah.
them out?
Yeah.
Because
he can't get his hands back?
Yeah, they probably had to do that.
I don't know. You got to. Hey, it's Harvey. Double cuff him.
You know what? Another guy who got what he deserved.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a female detective like walked him into court too.
Yeah,
like take that.
Where was his pet monkey Douglas?
I don't know what Douglas was.
On an Emirates flight to somewhere.
Oh, what flight?
Emirates.
Like, what's Emirates?
It's like the most expensive airline.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
He's flying to Saudi Arabia.
He's going to be hanging out with. The prince of something.
He's got a prince. He's doing a show for a prince.
He's been hired as a sidekick of one of a prince.
Your Honor, I'm sorry. My pet monkey Douglas is doing a show in Saudi Arabia this weekend. It's on an Emirates flight.
He does a one-man tap dancing act.
He's does a very successful one-man tap dancing act. He did it in Cannes for years. Brought all the hot ladies to the boat. You know what I mean?
What do you think will be the ultimate result of that?
Nothing. You think he gets convicted? I don't think so.
I think so. I think he gets Nasserized.
I think, if anything, he'll probably get...
let's say he gets 10 years in prison.
Ooh, that would be...
He'll do 7?
I don't think he's going to get...
Are some out? Of these charges past the statute of limitations time?
I don't believe so. I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that he's probably going to get a lot of probation and pay a bunch of restitution to the victims. Although that is usually the case when you plead guilty, right? And you say, all right, let's work out a deal.
Right.
He plans to plead not guilty.
Right.
So he's
taking a very huge risk there.
Well, I think that, you know, this opens up. Now you really do get a Harvey Weinstein film, right? Like...
Oh, you get a trial.
Yeah, you get a trial. I mean, when there's a trial involved, that adds a little bit of dramatic element.
Courtroom scenes are great.
In movies,
yeah,
right?
They are. Yeah.
You know? Harvey will tell you this originally. You gotta have a courtroom in the movie!
Yeah.
God. But yeah, the Harvey the movie and Douglas, his pet monkey, will be in the film as well, I presume, right?
Yeah, of course he would. I mean,
prince allows him.
If the prince of
the prince, what prince are we speaking of?
Saudi prince.
Some Saudi prince purchased
Douglas,
him.
You are staying with me this weekend.
Yeah.
He had to give up his pet monkey to a Saudi Arabian prince. What a shame.
Yeah.
That's how these things usually pan out.
This is pure fiction for the radio listeners
is
out
it?
There.
Or is it War of the Worlds?
It's War of the Harveys. You're listening to War of the Harveys.
What a joke. You know, see you around. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
No, not even good luck. Bad luck.
Yeah.
Who's next? Someone next will go. There'll be some other big name. Something will happen.
We haven't heard anything of Kevin Spacey since that. It's like he's got good damage control.
Now, Morgan Freeman's been
accused. I saw that.
I did not do anything.
What did he get accused of?
A little happy play. Yeah. some off the collar remarks.
He's been harassing people forever.
I didn't really hear anything about it.
According to his own production company.
Yes.
Employees.
Yeah.
He's just very
so he's like Tambor, like Jeffrey Tambor, like all the people that are saying that Tambor is difficult to work with.
Not only difficult, but makes people feel uncomfortable.
Like, yeah, like he'll say things to you.
Like creepy.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like girl stuff, you know, like. Yeah. Looks at girls a certain way, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Tells them they should dress this way or just do that.
Exactly. You should wear this. You won't. Yeah. You know, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's a creep, all right?
Apparently.
Maybe we should play Creep by Radiohead in honor of all the creeps.
Of all the creeps.
Yeah. We'll have to find the clean version.
What was the thing we were talking about at the beginning of the show?
I have no idea. I never remember this.
Summer in the City?
Bugs?
Summer in the City.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about how hot it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's getting hot here in Chicagoland.
You know, everyone complains about the hot and the cold. I mean, what do you want? What do you want?
You want
70 and sunny all day, every day.
Right.
Then move to Santa Monica.
Or San Francisco, right?
Yeah, that's a little too cold.
Is it? I've never been to San Francisco.
How about this volcano? Can we talk about this volcano?
I know. What about the volcano? Pictures of people golfing, like, in front of it. It's in Hawaii. It's going nuts.
Oh, there's volcanoes in Hawaii? No kidding.
You don't know about the volcano, Pat?
No. I don't know what's going on. I'm out of it.
Do you own a television?
I don't watch TV at all anymore.
Hawaii's is being consumed by an erupted volcano. And there's lava in the streets. That's the name of my first album, also.
It's a good one.
Featuring Joe Perry.
Joe Perry from Aerosmith. That'll work. Shirtless, playing his
guitar. It's an acoustic album.
Wait, did you say the name of your band is going to be called Lava?
Lava in the Streets is the first
Lava
album.
Lava in the Streets.
Does the great Joe Satriani have an appearance on this?
Absolutely. He plays classical Spanish guitar. anyway, turn the television on and see it. It's pretty amazing. There's it's spewing out.
Yeah,
it's nuts. It's completely nuts.
Yeah.
Clay, you have a birthday coming up this month.
Yeah, I do.
Any hot plans for the birthday?
No.
What'd you do for your birthday last year? Do you remember?
No. I think I maybe went to Russell's.
Oh, I like Russell's. I went to Russell's a couple weeks ago. Still very good over there on Thatcher and North.
Beef on a hamburger bun. Can't beat it.
Can't beat that.
I don't know. I don't really care about birthdays except my children's and my wife. I don't, I don't need anything. I don't want anything. And
Father's Day is also coming up, fellas.
If someone just brought me a big sandwich, I would be perfectly happy.
Is Father's Day next weekend? Is it in 2 weeks? Maybe it's hint. Coming up, boys.
Yeah. Pat, what are you going to do for Father's Day?
Yeah, your family going to take care of you? What's going on?
They'll probably take care of me some way. Maybe we'll have some beef on a bun. That's usually an American way to celebrate. Maybe we'll watch some old Roseanne reruns.
Oh, yeah,
maybe
June 17th is Father's Day. So yeah, I knew it was...
They'll take you down to Mr. Beef if you're lucky.
Take to go see the Zuccheros at Mr. Beef. That would be lovely.
I got
to
go see him.
Chris has been, there's been a lot of beef talk. He's getting a lot of media now. He was on NPR about a week ago. Somebody was telling me, and they were all, one of the listeners of the show was like, hey, Mr. Beef guy, he's everywhere all of a sudden. So,
really?
Good for them. I hope they're getting more and more press every day.
Absolutely. I might go see him this weekend, grab a beef, shoot the breeze.
Yep, that's always important. Can't get an Italian ice at Mr. Beef, though, especially in this hot heat.
I didn't say I wanted one.
Oh, all right.
Get a glass of ice water.
Are there any good Italian ice joints up on the northwest side?
I'm sure there are, but probably, not offhand. We got a Dairy Queen.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Have any trouble with your spelling this week, Bill? We talked a little bit about that last week.
No, I haven't had no grammatical errors or spelling that I'm aware of.
This has been Spelling Talk with Patty.
Yeah, no, everything's been good.
Once again, my child asked me to help her with her homework, and I could not do it.
Math again?
Oh, no.
Yes.
What was the issue?
This time I had no idea what they were talking about at all. It was like computational. So I was like, no.
Word problems?
No, it wasn't a word problem.
If train A leaves Penn Station at 9:30 and is traveling at a rate of 75 miles an hour.
Well, is your wife able to help, or is it both of you two?
My wife, because she's quite a bit younger than me, she's 7 years younger than me, understands whatever sort of methodology that they're teaching. I can't sound smart right now because, was that a John Goodman fart? My goodness.
It was.
Yeah.
You'd only be so lucky. So what do? You throw your hands in the air and say, forget it?
Pretty much. I looked at it and she was like, look at this. And I was like, leave me alone for a minute.
Can't you find all these answers online?
Concentrating very hard, you know, where you do the furrowed brow and you stare at it for a little while.
And then you say, now wait a minute.
Yeah. Now wait a minute. Underneath your breath. Wait.
This is third grade math.
Wait a minute.
And he said, you know what? Go give me a glass of water.
This is third grade math?
Yeah.
This is third grade math.
And you're like, I don't get it?
Yes. That's what I'm telling you.
And you're how old?
I'm 38 years old.
Does she get it? Or like eventually, does she understand it?
Yeah, she does understand it. I think
she's
getting...
Has she ever shown you how she got it?
Yeah.
And you're like, wow.
I still don't get it. Go, huh? Time's Rosanna. I gotta get a cheeseburger, some meat on it, some beef on a bun.
You gotta get beef on a bun and a clap down in front of the tube.
No math, huh?
No math for me. That should be
I'm a bit afraid of that, too, because I don't, you know, it's like, what?
You should go get a t-shirt made that says, no math, please, and just wear it around your house.
No math, please. We don't like math around here.
In the bag it says, love, dad.
I mean, I'll do some general arithmetic with you, but...
I could do some geometry with you, probably.
Well, a lot of this is STEM, right? Do you know, are you familiar with the term STEM?
No. Subtract.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see? Now we get it.
What's the T stand for?
Science, technology, engineering, math. Is that STEM.
They can combine it all in the one class.
Correct. That's a program they teach
in third grade.
Mm-hmm. Well, in all schools and grammar schools these days, or parochial schools. Okay. And we did not have STEM growing up. We had Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, that was the extent of our STEM class.
We had religion.
We had, well, we had, if you went to Catholic school, we had that as well.
We had pretty good math teachers, though.
But I think it's wonderful that these kids are learning how to code and kind of doing projects like that. Because do you remember what your eighth grade science fair project was, Clay? I do. Do you remember yours, Bill? I remember both my seventh and my eighth grade.
Oh, man. I know one was which uses more water, bath or a shower.
Your project?
Mine might have been something with photosynthesis, I think.
I think mine was something to do with chlorophyll and photosynthesis.
I did another one on
sodium. Isn't that terrible? I can't remember because my poor mother went through agony helping us with that stuff.
I did one. I remember one project was, does Nintendo cause anxiety? Was one of my projects. And what I did was I had a bunch of kids play Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. And as they played against each other, I would take their blood pressure and see if their blood pressure was rising and how they reacted to the game versus when they were doing a different sport.
Sure.
Activity.
Right.
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
The other one I thought was interesting that I wanted to see if I could. I don't remember why I thought this, but my dad told me once that he knew a lady that drank so much carrot juice that she turned orange.
Yes.
This is true. All right.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, she drank so much carrot. Well, my dad doesn't speak like that, but. He said, yes, there was a woman I knew, and she would drink these carrot milkshakes.
Smoothies.
And her skin.
Too much beta carotene, man.
Yeah. And her skin started to turn a tinge of orange.
And you didn't buy this.
I think Trump's been pounding carrots then. Yeah.
He's got drawers full of carrots in his desk. In the Oval Office.
That's all, folks.
Bugs Bunny.
Somebody bring me 8 pounds of carrots.
He'd be like, you didn't peel the carrot? You're fired.
Melania, where is my carrot delivery?
Where are the carrots?
Presidential carrots.
You know what he does with his carrots? We had a friend of ours in grammar school whose mother used to give him sliced carrots for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And they were sliced almost in, you know, like...
In triangular.
In triangular. So you could...
Triangular cubes.
Yeah, so he could take the pieces of carrot in between his index finger and thumb and squish it, and it would shoot out.
Fire it across the room.
Fire it across the room.
Fire that carrot across the room, son!
That's what Trump's doing?
Hey, just shout out to you, Timmy Burke, by the way. Went through little carrots when
Baron,
we were younger.
When mom puts the carrots in your lunch, make sure you fire them at all the weaklings in the classroom. Important to do.
Baron, come here.
I was just gonna say, do you think that Trump's in like in the Oval Office, just like shoot little carrots at like his, you know?
I don't think Trump's had a carrot since 1917.
I have no idea. Getting back to my science fair project.
Yeah. Okay.
How did you accomplish this?
Well, I started feeding plants lots of beta carotene and carrot stuff.
Should have had mice.
Carrot plant food, and I wanted to see if the plant would turn orange. And?
Right.
It got like a little tinge of orange.
No.
So how did we get on the science?
Would you get on
project?
It?
Would I get on it? I think I got a B or something. A B or a C.
Yeah, C. It's more likely.
Yeah.
Not A work, though, huh?
How did I get on science fair projects? I was talking about STEM and how it exists in classrooms. And I was saying, back in my day, we didn't have no STEM.
So do they still do science fair projects?
They do.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's more like engineering based?
Well, it's a lot more sophisticated than the stuff we came up with, you know, like what are the effects of Joe Satriani on the brain?
Yeah,
you know?
Pure joy.
Mm-hmm. Conclusion, pure joy.
Maybe you could have Charlotte do something with the onion juice about growing hair.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Well, that's great.
Get a bald mouse.
Yeah.
Start rubbing onion juice on its back.
Or just me. She's just hitting me with an onion juice rag all day.
Taking hundreds of pictures
of my Norwood scale.
Over a time span.
Right. And then there's a picture of, you know.
It's like a picture of her, like, plugging her nose, how bad it smells. Mm-hmm. Like.
Well, when you have to have your, you know, your data element.
Yeah.
You know, you have pictures of my friend that worked at the bodega, right?
Yeah.
And he said, you know, back in India, you can get a hair transplant for half the cost of what it would be at Bosley.
Right.
And also, you can use onion juice.
Yep.
Yeah. And it works. Yep.
No, you have pictures of, like, Dr. Bosley. And it says
F.
liar.
Bosley.
Liar underneath his face.
Liar.
You have a picture of, like, Cy Spurley, and it says liar.
Right.
You have a picture of Dr. Katona. It says maybe. Question mark.
You have a picture of the guy from the bodega, and it says genius.
Right.
Yeah. And then it's just a big thing, you know, a big onion.
And then his head turns into a cartoon onion.
Sure, why not?
I would think that's actually worth trying.
All right. Well, hey, here, we got to take a quick commercial break. The Hoolies Hoolie returns.
Urlacher.
Oh,
yeah,
there
there's an a picture of Urlacher.
Fraud!
With an axe.
No, yeah, 54.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. All right, more hair talk after these messages.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way.
He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
It is the greatest oatmeal in the world. Welcome back to the Hoolies Hoolie here in the final stretch of the program. Want to get this out of the way for our radio listeners. If you want to come out and meet us and see us live,
yeah,
you can do it on Tuesday, July 3rd, that's 2018, because Hibernian Transmedia, the local public charity dedicated to Irish American culture, will pre-record all 3 of their weekly radio programs in a one-hour extravaganza set to broadcast on Saturday, July 7th, 2018. The very popular Skinny and Hooli show, Irish Hour, which will begin recording its 10th year on the air this November, will join the Hoolies Hooli, that's us, and The Crack at the Irish American Heritage Center for a one-hour presentation before a live audience in the 5th Province Pub at the Irish American Heritage Center. Starts at 8 p.m. Fans of all 3 of these shows, including ours, and we want our fans to come out, have some beers with us, tell us what they would like to hear in future episodes, and what they didn't like in past episodes, right? We want a little more feedback. We love that kind of stuff. Gives us things to talk about other than Harvey Weinstein and Roseanne Barr.
Douglas.
Fans of all 3 shows are invited to attend. There's going to be music and a cash bar and a raffle. Obviously, our radio listeners know that the Hooli Hooli stars, myself and Bill, and the greatest human in the world, Clay O'Brien,
it's
right
me.
Here. We're heading into our 4th year on the air. Our show is a hybrid of Second City Improv and Generation Y shenanigans. The Crack is co-hosted by Heritage Center President Gino Cooney and media personality Mike Houlihan, that's our dad, and will start its 3rd year this December, showcasing Irish musicians from all over the globe. All 3 shows feature news, music, and a comedy of the Irish American community of Chicagoland. The July 3rd extravaganza will also feature All-Ireland fiddler Emer Arkins and harpist Eileen Gannon, stopping in Chicago for this one-night-only tour. Show business insiders are heralding this cross-marketing stunt across generations of Irish-American listeners as the greatest thing since Guglielmo Marconi invented the radio in 1901.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Don't miss the opportunity to hear and view the hosts of all these 3 iconic radio shows as they break new ground with music, jokes, and hyperbole with Irish-American flair. The show will be heard on Saturday, July 7th on WSBC at 12:40 a.m. from 7 to 8 p.m. and 8 to 9 p.m. There we go. Do it. Listen up. It's going to be a lot of fun. Please come out and visit us at the Heritage Center on July 3rd. It's going to be a lot of fun. We can celebrate all the years we've been on the air. We always like to hear and meet our listeners.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
I hope you can all tell that I was just reading that as well.
You're a good reader, Pat.
Yeah, thank you. Patty reads from the internet fairly well sometimes.
If you only did math as good as you read.
If I only did math as good as I read.
Yeah.
I'd have written Bitcoin the musical long ago.
Yeah.
Do you like to see you ever make up songs for yourself? Charlotte now, which I love, is making up her own songs.
Charlotte is your daughter.
Yeah. And they're quite amusing.
She was singing a song about her brother Mikey today, and I thought it was quite amusing.
Oh, yeah?
This is a song about Mikey. You know, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's lovely.
I do a lot of singing, actually.
Sure. It's healthy for the soul, right?
It is, sure. Yeah. All right.
Here's an interesting tidbit before we kind of wrap it up tonight, because I thought it was funny. We spoke of Joel Osteen. He's one of the reoccurring themes of this program. We like to bring him up, televangelist. Prosperity gospel televangelist Jesse Duplantis is pleading with his followers, claiming he needs a $54 million jet to help him efficiently spread the word of the gospel to as many people as possible. This is reported by the Washington Post.
Seems legit.
In a video posted to YouTube, television preacher Duplantis asked the Lord and his hundreds of thousands of followers around the world to fund a new Falcon 7 times private jet. Interestingly, Duplantis even suggested that God would use private jets to evangelize, saying he'd be on an airplane preaching the gospel all over the world, and also opining that Jesus wouldn't be riding a donkey.
Wow.
Duplantis has not clarified how he would spread his version of the gospel or help his followers with the purchase of his fourth private jet. But we've reached out to the ministry for comment, and we'll update if we hear back. What do you think about this, guys? Do you think this guy, do you think Jesus would be in a private jet if he came back today? You do?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
If he could afford it?
I think he probably can get one.
On a carpenter's pay? I don't think so.
He just snap his fingers and go, there's a jet right there. I got it.
Yeah, he doesn't need a jet.
Jesus doesn't need a jet.
He can just zoom around as is.
Zoom around as is.
He doesn't need to zoom around. He just can appear. Hey, what's up?
He can transplant himself.
Hey, do you think Jesus needs a jet, or you think he just like zooms around and as he appears? What do you think?
Does he got wings?
Hey, what time's Roseanne on?
Hey, Daryl, what time's Roseanne on tonight?
It's hot in here.
It's hot.
Hot here in Louisiana.
Boy, this last hour of this episode just kind of meandered around science experiments and STEM and Trump and Weinstein and all the other stuff that doesn't make any difference in the world. Oh, yeah. And Travolta's coming out. He's playing John Gotti.
He'll be in a theater near you.
That was the big news on the Hooli's Hooli program this week.
And Douglas.
Oh, and Douglas is on an Emirates flight and he's been sold to a Saudi prince.
Douglas is Harvey Weinstein's monkey, everyone.
Douglas, footnote, is Harvey Weinstein's monkey.
Yeah.
His pet monkey. Mm-hmm.
Well.
That he stole from Los Angeles Zoo.
I think that's a wrap up here tonight.
It is. If you've enjoyed the last hour of this program, you can find archived episodes of the Hooli's Hooli at freecrack.com, or you can search for us on iTunes at Free Crack. You got to do Free Crack. You can't search for Hooli's Hooli.
Nope.
C-R-A-I-C as well. This show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal and Hibernian Transmedia. Stick around for the program that follows this one. That's The Crack with Gino Cooney and Mike Houlihan. They're going to be there July 3rd with us as well at the Heritage Center, so check us out with them. They tape their show live in front of an audience every week at the Irish American Heritage Center. And then you can stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions that follow. The show starts at 6 and the sessions start at 7.
Yeah.
Correctamundo.
There you go. Any last words of advice before we leave our listeners for another week? By the way, we love you guys. We're going to have more episodes uploaded very shortly. I'm sorry about the delay on that.
Stay cool out there. It's hot time, summer in the city.
Watch out for ticks. Watch out for skeeters.
Yeah.
Yep.
Stay off of Twitter.
Yeah. Yep. Watch the bugs.
Yep.
Bye.
See you next week.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
my neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk hotter than a match head. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer in the city. Summer in the city.